Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Just play a little bit more of that song. I love that song. It's from Blind Divine's album, Desire to Destroy. Time is on our side. Check it out. It's a great album. I'm going to do this real quickly because I've been watching. I've done this. Used to be able to buy. Why is this not? Why is this not working? Technical glitch. Yeah, that song, they used to be able to buy albums. There we go. Now, hopefully that's worked. But yeah, and you could buy songs to use on your show, and that was a dollar show. That was a dollar thing, and it's where I've always stuck with. So, yeah, that's really cool. Tonight we have a Black Thursday. We have a wonderful. That's right, folks. It's Super Thursday. It's a first of its kind, folks. A Super Thursday preview, thanks to Joe Biden. I pray for him. He's not, like, botching one or two things. He's getting so many things mixed up and Super Thursday and, oh, I mean, he is, Chris Wallace didn't get his name right. I mean, it's scary. So, it's scary. But, you know, Pocahontas has to go back to her village. She is out. Well, you know, Bloomberg failed because, you know, hey, I should be protected by guns, but you shouldn't be able to protect your family with guns. That doesn't fly. Schumer to Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. If you will pay the price. You'll pay the price. You won't know what hit you. If you make awful decisions. So if you're not pushing, so if you're gonna go against what the law says to vote Democrat, he likes you. But if you're gonna vote with what the law says, I'm gonna make your life a living hell, buddy. Let me see here, Some results of the Super Thursday elections. You know, Joe Biden says he's going to find cures for cancer and Alzheimer's and diabetes. And Scott Moccasin, you might be able to get cured from diabetes. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into so much. You know, Trump vows to make okay. Nah, who knows? I'll figure it out. I love it, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Let me get into Psalms 41 through 2. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you for tuning in to this wonderful Super Thursday edition of the conversation. Okay there, Joe Biden. He needs help because he's not botching like one or two things. He's botching everything he says. spots and everything. It's just great to see that. You know, when you sit there, okay, no. I mean, you can't even get the news anchor right, really. I'm sure they got like a bunch of like things that say like they have like huge signs that say like, "This is Chris Wallace." I'm just putting that out there. But it's sad, you know, because thanks to misogyny, we don't have a woman president. Like we have like this. What's this notion that we have to have a woman president? Like we have to have a woman president, even though she may not be as qualified. She may not be as good, but we have to have a woman president. And we, you know, there's a reason why there's never been, because none of them's ran except for Hillary Clinton, and she's a waste of space. I mean, she's a waste of precious oxygen. Why don't we get, like, the Democrats infected with coronavirus and then use them as, like, lab mice to figure out how to treat this disease? I mean, I'm not going to brag. I mean, I survived all kinds of... I survived in my encounter. I survived, you know, Halley's... the Hale-Bopp Comet. I've survived SARS. But then, you know, I just had the... I just looked into the bag of visions and figured out how to solve that one. But, you know, Y2K, I survived that one. The end of the Mayan calendar, I think I said that. You know, I've survived tons of it. You know, I survived the Ice Age we were supposed to have, like Time Magazine said back in the 70s. I survived how many, you know, the world was supposed to come to an end with global warming. How many times there, Al Gore? I survived them all. Yep, but Elizabeth Warren is out. Elizabeth Warren is out. I just don't know how to go. What am I going to do now? My candidate is out of the running for the presidency. I don't know what to do. Folks, this is going to prove my point. Okay. Good old Utah and the Mormons, the Mormon Utah state, okay? Utah, 60,612 votes for Bernie Sanders. Not too bad for BS. Joe Biden was about half that with 30,002 voters. And believe it or not, there's 29,561 people that voted for Michael Bloomberg. Why? I have no idea. Well, the top three...
Got out yet.
Yeah, I know. But even running, who would vote for him? But nonetheless, the top three Democrats got 120,174 votes. Sounds like a lot, right? The uncontested Donald J. Trump, that no one had to go out to vote for because he would win automatically, 273,261 people voted for uncontested Donald Trump. He got more votes than all the top three Dems combined in Utah.
That's just one state.
And if that doesn't fly red flags, because what were they saying about Hillary Clinton? She's going to win guaranteed everything. Look at Colorado. Bernie Sanders, BS, got 273,677 votes. Joe Biden got 175,820 votes. That's a combined between the top two Democrats, 449,497 for the top two Democrats. Again, Trump got uncontested 592,000 votes, almost 150,000 more than the top two Dems combined. Now let's roll some Tide, okay? Let's get some Tide detergent out there and roll the Tide detergent. Okay, Alabama. Bernie Sanders got 286,630 votes. Joe Biden got 75,326 votes for Joe Biden. I didn't even know there was 52,844 people in Alabama, but apparently that many voted for Michael Bloomberg. Yeah, it's an impressive 414,800 votes for the top three Democrats, but Trump almost doubled that by getting 708,883 combined. Three top Democrats combined, and Trump almost doubled that. And in Alabama, why didn't they have to go out? They could have been out fishing, whatever, drinking beer. No, they voted for Trump. They showed their support. On Super Thursday. Dur-dur-dur. Just to let you know, folks, there is a PayPal link down there. This isn't free to do. So if you want to donate, help out, make the program. Because I want to get some other equipment, and it's not cheap. And we need your money, folks. That's right, folks. We need your money. And you do get shout-outs. You will get, you know, because if I get different flags or I get mics, boom stands and mics, and they're not cheap. Unlike the Democrats. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care. The Democrats spent over $1 billion in losing elections. Over $1 billion spent on elections that they didn't, okay, they're out. And that's your money. A lot of it's your money that you send to these people that don't even have a shot in heaven of winning.
Day or yesterday, I meant to tell you, actually it was yesterday, I meant to tell you this last night. Mark Stein has been in for Rush. Rush will be back on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he brought up an interesting point. Because what I was wondering is, I know Bloomberg and Bloomberg and the other one that just got out, that Amy Coulter.
Yeah.
Why did they all three within 2 days? Bam, bam, bam. Bloomberg had enough money. He could still be in it.
But he wasn't getting enough votes.
Still make it bad, you know.
They've all bowed out and they're backing
Biden
because...
Why do you think that is?
They don't want Bernie Sanders. Democrats, for some reason, the people want Bernie Sanders, but the political Democrats.
There's two things. They think they don't want Sanders because he will lose big for the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is going to implode because not all of them are socialists. They're going to make more people vote for Trump or not show up to vote.
Well, there's evidence that Chris Matthews was not going 100% for the socialists.
Huh.
And that's why they kind of did what they did with that.
I think that either Pete Buttigieg or Amy Klobuchar, one of them, that's who he's going to pick for vice president. And that's who's really going to run the country. Because we both know Biden not mentally capable of running the country.
But he is, he is making so many, I can understand if it's one gaffe where he's, oops, but when he's doing it over and over and over, to the point where it's like, wait a minute here. I don't care who, if that was Trump, I'd be like, is he okay?
Yeah. Well, when Clinton was on the trail, and with that coughing and stuff, we were legitimately concerned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of. You were more than me. I didn't care.
Oh, well, I just wanted to make sure that if she's contagious, that she gives it to all the other Dems, not us. I mean, but like I said in one of my posts on my page, and I've said this before, okay, if the coronavirus is that bad, why aren't we shutting down everything? I think we should literally, until this coronavirus is fixed, Trump should stay indefinitely president. He should call a state of emergency. I'm going to stay in president, and we're halting elections. We're halting everything, and I'm going to indefinitely stay the president of the United States until this coronavirus is over. And watch, in like 2 days, this folks, China researchers say they figured out the cure for coronavirus. It'll be eliminated instantly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. But that's how this world, you know, because we got the coronavirus. Folks, you want to cure the coronavirus? Get a little thing called Everclear. Yeah. It's clear and it'll get rid of anything. Everclear, I guarantee you, will kill anything. I don't care what it is. It'll kill anything. Take a bath in it. But don't worry, because, I mean, see, this is the problem we're dealing with. People are waiting, okay, well, if Kavanaugh and Gorsuch do anything that's not in support of the Democrat policies, you're going down. Okay, you're going to vote for abortion or your life's a living hell. If you don't stand, even if the law dictates you have to vote this way, if you don't stand with Democrats and vote the other way, you're going down, because I'm Schumer and I guarantee it. People are tired of it. People are tired of people like Bloomberg. Oh, yeah, I should be able to have people protect me with guns, but you shouldn't have, you shouldn't be able to protect, I shouldn't be able to protect my wife with a handgun, but he can have 50 people around him fully armed. In Michigan, Art Van Furniture is filed for bankruptcy, and they're going to be shutting all their stores in 5 states. And how can, unless someone comes in and steps up, because they're the bankruptcy where they're like trying to, you know, refigure stuff, and people are like, well, you voted for this. There are restaurants that are closing in my hometown. Oh, you voted for this. That's Trump. They wouldn't be, okay, so Logan's Roadhouse wouldn't be closing. They're closing nationally. This isn't, you know, everyone buys. I honestly see a day where there's not even a Walmart. I see a day where everyone buys everything on. Go to 99% of my friends buy all their furniture and everything via Wayfair. They don't buy it at.
That breaks my heart. Art Van reminds me of Star Furniture. I was hoping to maybe even work at a place like that if we ever moved to Michigan. I was hoping.
And that's the problem. Everyone buys. I mean, I know people that grocery shop online where they go to like Grocery Shopping R Us or whatever, and they put in what they want and it gets delivered to their door. They have like a food shopper thing, like where you can, it's like, I don't know, like a Groupon type thing where they come to you, like you give them a shopping list or whatever, and you know, and you pay a certain amount and they go and grocery shop for you. I would hate to be that, because I'd be that person. I'd be like, okay, how you doing? Those tomatoes? You better take them back. I don't know who you think was going to accept them. Yeah, this milk? No, wrong one. I don't want the very vanilla. I want this, the regular vanilla soaked soy milk. My wife drinks 2%. Okay, well, that's going back. You got the wrong crap. You didn't have this, you know. I want to go to the store and buy, okay, what if they don't have this? I mean, like, Rush Limbaugh was talking about, like, he can't just go to the grocery store. It's people shop for him, and he got stuff like cage-free eggs, and, you know, and that's the thing that people are waking up to. And I watched the other day the Super Size Me 2 movie, and I already knew everything, the information in the movie, you know, like Tyson raises all their chickens with no antibiotics ever. Well, they can't. It's been outlawed. You can't get chickens raised without antibiotics. Cage-free. Take a 10-foot by 10-foot room and cram a million chickens in there. Hey, they're cage-free. Just because it's cage-free doesn't necessarily mean the conditions are any better. Now, if you get free range, that's different. And you can verify that, yes, this place actually, they they're like wild free-range grazing. Because like someone goes, well, these are organic, this is organic chicken. And my friend called up and she goes, well, how can you keep them from eating bugs and insects? How can you keep this chicken from eating crickets or spiders or bugs? Well, we can't. What we feed them is organic and vegetarian, but we can't control anything else they eat. And what they do is manipulation. It's like OJ. Most OJ is a year old. Even they take OJ, they rinse off the oranges, they cut them in half, they squeeze out the juice, and they filter it. Then the OJ, the pulp is added, then pulp that's collected is added back later if you want it really chunky, normal, or pulp-free. There's none added. And over a year, it loses its smell when it's frozen, so they go to a perfume company, and we want this orange essence, an orange oil essence that when we add it back in, it brings back the OJ flavor. That's the real deal. You know, and it's, and people are waking up. My point is, people are waking up. And they're saying, okay, well, here's Biden. Okay, they're living like millionaires. I'm suffering because of inflation. Oh, I can have guns protecting me all I want, but you shouldn't have a gun. And that's what's really going on in this world. People are waking up. People are saying, okay, let me see here. There's tons of double standards here. Trump's not coming out and saying he's better than we are. I mean, the problem isn't the person that's in D.C. for 4 or 8 years. It's the person that's there for 40 years. Martin Luther King did wonders for this country. He was no politician. Joe Biden vowed to end cancer and diabetes and Alzheimer's and all this stuff. You don't have to be the president to do that, sir. I love how Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden magically are going to fix stuff once they become president. Well, why don't you fix stuff on your own? Look at all those conservatives that have gone to Baltimore and cleaned the city up. They weren't a politician. Like that Matthew West song sings. I shook my fist to heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. I created you. All these. Well, see, I guess I can't make America great unless I become president. So as the country falls apart, don't blame me because I can't. See, I want to cure cancer and Alzheimer's and diabetes, but I can't do it because I got to be president to cure all that. So let me get this straight. So when Joe Biden becomes president, he's going to put on like a lab coat and he's going to go to work for a pharmaceutical company and spend all his days, instead of making America great, working on finding a cure for cancer and Alzheimer's and diabetes. And, Mr. President, we've just been attacked. Who cares? I'm trying to find a cure for cancer. Looks like a video game to me, sir. Shut up. You ever saw that in the beginning of South Park episodes? Where you can see live on the TV screen? Right now, we have children up on that mountain. You can edit this, right? Start over. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay. We have children up in the mountain. That'd be Biden. He'd be thinking he's like, it's like being tape recorded and they can edit it and cut and paste it and they're live on air. But that's what's going on in this world. People are waking up. People are waking up to this notion that like, okay, yeah, we've seen Republicans and Democrats go back and forth and back and forth. None's ever happened. Here's a guy that's actually having promises made, promises kept. Name one thing Trump said he would do that he hasn't done or isn't trying to work on. Oh, wait. Because that's what he's doing. You know, it's nice that we're getting some validation. Because in Arizona, House of Republicans passes legislation to ban biological males from women's sports. Especially when you have people that, like, okay, there's no way, okay, that girl's going to beat that guy. Ain't no way. Not in a million years. But Trump has vowed to make the Ukraine issue a 2020 issue. It's going to be huge. He's just going to pound that home every day. Because you got a president that's not afraid to bite and bark back. Because that's what it is. And Democrats are going to have to find that VP, no matter who they get, that they're going to vote for. I've said this before in the program many times to all my listeners out there, that they want to have a shoo-in. They need to have someone that's running for president or that's the vice president that, you know, I'm voting for because she's black and I'm black. It's Oprah Winfrey. No matter how bad they are, you know. I like Madonna's music. Her political views can get flushed in the septic tank. You know, you need to leave political stuff to people like us that do this. That read Breitbart a lot and read and watch MSNBC and CNN and different things and Fox. And okay, when there's a big shooting, I'm gonna quit. I gotta turn to CNN. I hate to do it. I have to listen to what they're saying. What is their spin on it? What is MS? Because when the Paris attack happened, I turned it to MSNBC, not because I love this network, but I wonder, what are they saying about this? How can they possibly say that? Because you virtually cannot have a gun in Paris as a citizen, and the shooting's going on. Very, very highly controlled with guns. You know? People are waking up. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, how can you justify $1 billion lost campaigns? Yeah, Fox has just spent $500,000 and we lost the election. Yeah, I'm bowing out. I'd seriously be demanding my money back. I'd be calling up. Yeah, I want to, you know, donate to your campaign. I've seen your net worth. You need to be donating to me. I'd be like, I want Trump to win, but at the same time, I want to have, you know, how can you have someone that has millions like Joe Biden and, oh, you need my money? Why don't you use your money? Quo Joe? And with this son, if I was that chick, I'd be going after him for every dime. Yeah, I want like a $1.5 million every month. I mean, you got $150 million. I want my fair share. People are waking up. I mean, no matter what side you're on, $1 billion was flushed down the toilet. The only thing I can say is, yay! No more Bloomberg ads. Yes. I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message. Oh, Joe, you need help, buddy. I'm totally, I forgot what I'm talking about here. Now, I mean, the Constitution, you know. I pledge allegiance to the transgender people of America and to this socialist state for which I can't remember. Oh, I'm Joe Biden, by the way. Just vote for me. I don't remember the pledge of allegiance. Who cares, kids? You're only 6 years old. Tell your parents to vote for me, though, okay? I got millions, but tell your parents to donate so I can have more. Oh, thanks for the juice box, kids. Now, people are seeing Trump have results. I'm doing this. It's happening. Okay. How many times have they promised to work on the VA? Trump is doing it. How many years have they said they're going to work on a wall? Trump's getting it done. Stuff is happening under Trump. He is doing something. Now, we need to work on the national debt and the, you guessed it. You guessed it, the national debt, and we got to work on inflation. It's killing us. It's killing the average American. I've been watching these commercials. Somebody on YouTube has been posting these, like, you know, like 1980 commercials, and it's like a whole bunch of them. I found one where they were recorded from Chicago, and it has like 80s hits, and it goes, be sure to listen to B96 WBBM FM Chicago. I'm like, party radio B96. I remember that. And they had them in the 90s. They had the prize beeper, and they used to have like at lunchtime. You know how they have like the all request lunches and stuff. They had the lunch party. You don't have to wait till the weekend to have a party. Join us for the B96 lunch party. And they used to have a guy that would. They have a guy that would like mix like. Do mixtapes and stuff like mix records and DJ stuff, like where you spin records and stuff, and you do it live on like Saturday nights. But yeah, it has all these old like 80s commercials. And they have like, you know how they have like the Taco Bell big box where you get like a drink and like two things for like $5. It was like $2.80. I feel like my parents. I remember when I got paid $4 an hour. It's like, my mom one time showed me a menu one time. Yeah, that $3 steak would have been a lot of money. That would have been like $20 in today's money. To have a steak like that is probably a really good steak. But you just couldn't afford a $3 steak. Like a 50-cent cheeseburger, you know. Well, no, you have to get it without the cheese because someone's going to have to do without a burger if we get cheese on them, because that's an extra 4 cents, and we just can't afford that extra 4 cents times four kids. Or whatever the case, you know. Inflation is killing us. No one's talking about it. Because I see all these people. Well, there are people in this country that support Trump that are struggling because of inflation, because things are... keep going up and up and up. You know, like that. The mountain climber on the price is like. That's what's happening. It's ridiculous. Hey, my cat came in the studio. What up? What up, kitty? Hi, rascal. Yeah, my little kitty. He's in the studio. You want to say hi to the people? But anyways. Yeah, he's going bye-bye. But anyways, that's what's going on in this world. Yeah, there are some people struggling. Everything keeps going up and up and up and up because, oh, we need to keep... See, but the national debt was never an issue under Obama. Now it is. You know, the stock market was doing great. Thank Obama. When stock market's doing great under Trump, well, really, the stock market wouldn't mean much. Make up your mind. Does it mean much under Obama? Or does it not mean much under Obama? Because if it's going to mean something, if it's doing well under Obama, then it's going to mean something when it's doing well under Trump, or under Bush, or under Clinton, or under Reagan, or under Carter. You know? And that's what's going on, folks. And that's what's going on. There's so many double standards that when this was happening under Obama, well, it's great. But when it's happening under Trump, it's bad. It don't mean anything. I just don't understand. Wow. I'm going to get into this because this is just... Okay. Make sure I get this thing coming up. Okay. An elderly couple that was married 58 years died side by side during Tennessee tornado. A couple died while lying next to each other inside their home as a powerful tornado ripped through Mount Juliet, Tennessee on Tuesday. James Eaton, 84, and his wife, Donna, 81, died alongside each other on their mattress, thrown off their beds when a tornado leveled their home on Capulata Drive that morning, according to the Nashville Tennessean. I hope it was quick. As close as we can get, Mount Juliet Police Department Captain Taylor Chandler said that the couple had been married 58 years. They didn't know when their time was. God did, though. The department offered condolences to the Eaton's friends and family Tuesday on Facebook and also to those of the third victim, 38-year-old security worker Bradley Barker. Incredible. And people don't, you know, he was a devoted man at his church. Just, and it's just, because there was somebody on the Dead and Company website that goes, should I even go near Nashville or anything? And yeah, they can use, you know, volunteer, help out. And a bunch of deadheads are like, yeah, we might go. Since we made plans and stuff anyways to go down there already, we might go down there and see if we can volunteer and help out. Yep. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see, you know. But, you know, keep them still in your prayers. I mean, if you lost your house, wow, tornado is gone, but now you have nowhere to live and you don't have anything. This is, you know, I mean, this is what's going on, folks. And this is what's, okay, when you have Hollywood celebrities mourning Elizabeth Warren's ending of her campaign.
Elizabeth Warren's leaving. I can't believe she's not going to be president. It's because sex is males. I don't know what to do with these sexist males. If it wasn't for these guys in this world, we wouldn't.
You wouldn't even be around because it takes a man and a woman to make somebody. That's what, see, people.
I can't believe Elizabeth Warren didn't even.
No, yeah. Yeah, see what they did was her tribe, you know, they did smoke signals for her and told her the end. Little knees, bottom changed. Too much crap inside. Come home now. She full of it, you know?
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I don't know what to do.
What am I going to do now? See, what people are seeing is they're seeing Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, you know, because Hillary said people know Joe Biden is a deeply decent person. People see them laughing and giggling like, look at this. Oh, yeah, we got a You got, you know, people in this country were saying, hey, yeah, imagine if we didn't have Trump in the White House right now. We'd be even hurt. We'd be hurting way worse than we are. 10 times worse. These politicians aren't suffering. Okay, let me see here. You got 4 private Lear jets. You got 7 homes, each of them, which uses more electricity than most people use in 5 years. But you're going to tell me that I need to sit there and I need to reduce my carbon footprint? Are you bleeping kidding me? I'm supposed to turn down my heat and turn down my lights and turn down all my electricity and not drive my car and go off do all this crap while you're driving private Lear jets and 4 mile per gallon sports cars? Are you kidding me? I hope everyone that supports global warming is a vegan, because the number one cause of global warming is methane gas from all the cows. So you better be completely 100% vegan. That's if you believe this global warming. Global warming makes it about as much sense as all the people around the globe who think the Earth is flat. Well, we've been to space, just, you know, rockets have been, just man hasn't been to space, you know. Marijuana in Missouri, the medical marijuana, you need to sit there and stockpile like 5 trillion tons of medicine before, you know, every place that they legalize it for medical use or whatever, within like a week, okay, every dispensary is out. On the first day, we didn't expect to have like a 20-hour line. Like before the store even opens, we cut off the line, because by the time the last person in line got through, it'd be 10 o'clock at night. And then 7 a.m. when we're opening. Yeah, the line stretches for... Yes, welcome back to the New High Care Cannabis Center. On the first day of medical marijuana, there was over 7 million people in line to get cannabis. And the line stretched for over 50 miles. And they only had 1 ounce of weed to dispense between all those people for medical purposes. They didn't realize that they would need that much, that the demand would be that great. The demand for medical marijuana in a state where you legalize it would be like the demand, it'd be like giving everyone in their house license to print their own money with their own mint. Yes, you got, yes, this blank makes hundreds, this makes 50s. Who's going to waste their time printing off dollar bills? Just print hundreds. I don't think if anyone had the opportunity to have a printer in their house that could print them currency, I don't think anyone would turn that down. They'd be like, you score. Cool. Yeah, I'm just going to stay up all night and print money. I'm not going to work. Heck, why do I need to work? This is making me money. I just print it off, and, you know, the amount of people that would go gung-ho for printing money, you know, I don't understand. Every time they legalize it, they have like, oh, we expected maybe 10,000 people, maybe, on the very high end that would want medical marijuana, like 75 million. Yeah, we're all wanting this. I mean, do your homework, dudes. It actually helps. It actually helps. Don't forget, also, folks, if you want to comment, like, share, please like and share. Let me know you're out there. Comment and say, hey, what's up? Okay, I'm just wondering. I'm doing pretty good, I think. And I'm just doing stuff on my page, making sure. Yes. But, you know, you got to wake up. People, I think, aren't waking up. People are waking up, and it's huge. I mean, and they need to wake up with cannabis, too, and they need to wake up to realize, hey, a lot of people are going to use it, you know. You need to get the medicine, because you don't want to have inferior medicine getting to the people. Well, we had to quick rush this stuff out here, so we didn't flush the plants and didn't do this and didn't do that and didn't do... No. How much time do I got left? Got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's nice to see people waking up, and even Democrat people are seeing, and I don't know how you can't see, the liberal elitists. I mean, how can you not see Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, people like, look at this, we're getting away with all kinds of crap, and, you know, what? People need to wake up and see that. They do. They need to wake up and realize, hey, they're getting screwed over. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world, listening from Finland to Germany to France, England, Australia, America, Canada. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a pleasure being with you today. I want to get into now some Premier League news. As you saw, Manchester United 3-0 win over Derby County today in the Football Association's Cup. It was a I love it when it's on Blog Talk Radio because it's great. Because you can, if it's on, not Blog Talk, but when it's on Talk Sport. And it was hilarious. And they have these, like, betting things. Because, like, now you can kind of do it in Indiana. But they have, like, these 1, 2, 3 bets and all this. And if you place a bet on a horse and he finishes third, fourth, or, like second, third, or fourth, your horse can still get lucky. Like Liverpool with VAR. And it's just, it's bloody hilarious, some of these commercials I have. But, I mean, I think Manchester United are starting to, I think Bruno Fernandes coming in has been a great thing because they've had, the players have had to step up their game and step up. They've had to do, because look at what he's doing. Okay, he can't do it by himself. We need to step up our game. And I think Ollie's trying to figure out his, who am I? That the Lord of all the earth cares to know my name. He's trying to figure out, okay, because, do we do the 5-3-2? Do we do the 3-4-4? Do we do the diamond formation? I know whatever I do when I play football, I got a World Cup soccer 2006, and I always get beat. I suck. But, so it's kind of interesting, though. It's fun to play. I haven't played it in years. It's from the original Xbox. And I love it because I always love to play the Netherlands. Because when I play as the Netherlands, I get to be Nostroy. And when he scores, he does his bird wing. But, you know, I think Manchester United are starting to turn a table. And I think Bruno Fernandes is a huge part of that because People are waking up in the club like, well, he's at a different level. We need to step up our game to play with him. Because if we don't play and play with him and play at his level, what's the point? Because I love these videos, and this is an off-football thing, but, okay, we'll take we'll take a crap guitar and we'll plug it into a great amp. And we'll take a great guitar, like a very expensive guitar, and plug it into a crappy amp. Would you rather have a crappy amp and a great guitar or an amazing, amazing guitar? Or would you rather have a cheap guitar? Will a great amp make a cheap guitar sound better? Or will a good guitar sound crap under a bad amp, And they do all these, and it's kind of like that, You have Bruno Fernandes. He could be, if he's great and everyone around him sucks, well, you got one good player. Mohamed Salah, but everyone else sucks. Okay, football's not one team. yeah, this is one team, not one player. And I think a lot of the other Manchester United players are to his level. And it's turning the team around. I still think we don't have a direction in football, like which way we're going. Like, well, what is our formation? What is your tactic? Because it seems like it changes all the time. I mean, what about, I want to know about the now. Not, well, you know, we got Bruno Fernandes, and we'll hopefully get, you know, Grealish or Jadon Sancho in the summer. And, you know, and we're looking towards the future. Alex Ferguson was always like, this is my team now. Okay. Ronaldo is going to be amazing in a couple years. He's part of the future, but he's here now. This is what I'll tell you what's going on right now with the team. I'll tell you. You know, it's all about, well, we're going to improve. It's the future. What about now? Talk to me about now. Now, screw the future. Show me what you're doing to make the club great now. Not, well, we need to get these guys time. They need to acclimate. Okay, they're acclimated, you know. But it's just a weirder season because, you know, Leicester were great. They've just fallen off recently. See, I think that winter break helped clubs like United. But I think a lot of clubs like Liverpool that were kind of like on a streak and going places, now they're like, oh, no. It's kind of like gotten the exact opposite. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see how the season shakes out, because like with this ban with Man City, if they're fighting it, because we don't know if it's going to be a ban for this coming year, like, because there's no, because what if they win that, they win their fight in the, with the ban, who knows? And if they do, they're allowed to be in Champions League. So there's no guarantee that like fifth place will get you in Champions League. You still might need to be fourth. You know, I mean, everyone thought Liverpool had the greatest chance of winning the FA Cup and winning the Premier League and the Champions League, the trifecta, but they didn't win the case. And now I think if they can't do that, I think Klopp's like, hey, we're going to get the Premier League title. We've got that sewed up. I want to sew that up, and then we'll see what the Champions League holds. So it's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds. I think Mourinho's done. I think as a coach, look at his Wikipedia page. I'm going to go back in his Wikipedia page 5 years. Show me what he's done in 5 years. Better than that, well, won a Europa League title, but he hasn't really done much. I think his style of play is kind of like, it's kind of like Ollie's, but not really, because he's someone that I think Ollie is more defensive. It's not, I mean, Jose is way more defensive. Ollie tries to be somewhat defensive. Well, I'd rather squeak out a draw than cutthroat and try to win the thing. And I just wish he was more like that. I mean, because I honestly think. We're going to sit back in 5 years and laugh. And people want to get rid of Ollie. Holy cow, he's won 3 Premier League titles. What are you talking about? You know, I think he could do that. Will he do that? I have no idea. Yeah, they will. But, I mean, you think about it, though, folks. It's an interesting time, because I think we're turning the page somewhat. Now, we've got to keep the momentum going and not feel like, because that's the problem. We've been going up and down, sort of like the government, going up and down, like Republican, Democrat, probably like win-loss, win-loss, win-loss.
Republicans are going to win.
No, see, that's the thing. You notice how the debt keeps rising, but the politicians, their net worths go up and rise as fast as the national debt. There's a reason why. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. What do I got? Let me see. I got about 2 minutes left in the program, folks. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. Liverpool's winning the title. I think.
Next year, it'll be Everton.
That'd be cool.
They have a good team.
Yeah.
They do, as long as no
injuries.
Or there's stupid transfers or anything.
Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting because, like, now we got Bruno Fernandes. I was like, okay, yeah, you got some, you know, are they going to, like, not sign anyone?
Maybe.
But, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how the summer holds out. I think we're starting to turn a page, and it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. Because, I mean, look at this. Everyone jeered Ryan Giggs. Like, why in the hell? I'm like, that's why when he took Dave Moyes, I'm like, well, I wanted Ryan Giggs gone, but he saw something in him. And he turned out to be a legend of the club. I'm like, well, maybe he sees something in David Moyes that I don't. And, of course, it didn't work out. But got about 60 seconds left just under that. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I hope you do. I hope you wake up. You don't have to be a president to try to solve diabetes, Alzheimer's, or cancer, or help out this country. You don't have to be the president to fix things. Bernie Sanders wanted to fix something. He could have fixed it a long time ago. He could have helped out, but he's been a freeloader his whole life. He was on welfare before he got into politics. Now he's a millionaire. People are waking up to that. $1 billion wasted? Okay, that's bullcrap. And they're not getting anything. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.